2 years ago, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Common Cause of Wisconsin, and the League of Women Voters teamed up. They sent their first joint ethics and campaign finance questionnaire to candidates for the legislature and other state offices. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says the response rate was better for challengers than for incumbents.
Challengers, I think, they have an interest in challenging the status quo and the way business is being done at the Capitol. I think they have a great desire to tell voters where they stand. They often have a harder time getting a message out to voters, so they'll take every opportunity they can to do it.
The candidates who didn't respond in 2006 included both Republicans and Democrats. McCabe says the government watchdog and voter education groups are determined to ask again and will do so of the state legislative candidates running this fall. McCabe says it'll be tough to get more incumbents to respond this year, so he says there's also now an online democracy reform scorecard.
We rated legislators based on their support for reform legislation this past session. So for those incumbents, those people who've been in office, we've already done an analysis of their voting records, and all of that is available as well on our website.
When that scorecard was released in April, the Democracy Campaign said more than half of state lawmakers are either actively or passively cultivating political corruption and helping special interests control state government by resisting reforms. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.